Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today? Today is a beautiful day and the sun is shining bright and sunny. And you know that should put a smile on your face. It puts a smile on my face. So let us move forward. I'm live right now on www.wgh1071.com, and I'm live right now on that TuneIn app, and all you have to do is download that TuneIn app and in your search bar type in WWGH. And if you know someone else who wants to be a part of the show to listen, we have many shows in our archives listed by shows, not by guests, but by dates. You know, you can go and hear past shows by doing that. going to the archives on www.wwgh1071.com. Okay. Live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions, like to make any comments, or just be a part of our show. Because we are live and in living color. Now, if it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. I hope I can give you a good and informative show that would make you come back for more. If it's you are a faithful supporter and listener, thank you so much for your love and your support. And I apologize for last hour. We had technical difficulties and my show was just cut off abruptly. But we did come back on at like 10:35, somewhere around there. Along with you, first time listeners or supporters for a long time, we have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist along with you all. LLC of 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. That number, 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion. Their number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their first free produce of the year will take place this Saturday, which is the third Saturday of April. And here on out, the third Saturday of every month at 10 a.m. until 2, wait a minute, from 12 noon until 2 p.m., they will have their giving away free produce. This Saturday is April the 18th. So mark your calendar, share this with those you know who need free produce, okay? April the 18th at Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street. Free produce. Asking all of you to be helpers one to another by lifting up one another in prayer. Lift up our nation in prayer, our leaders, our governors, our presidents, Congress, and all those people who need prayer. They need prayer. They need prayer. They claim to be Christians or professed Christians or lifelong Christians. But, you know, my mother always taught me it's not so much about what people say. It's more about what they do. You judge them by their actions, by their works. And so doesn't the Bible say the same thing? Judge them by their works, by their actions, not by what they say, but what they're doing. Are they being truthful? Are they being faithful? Are they people of integrity? Or are they just out there doing what they want to do because they have been allowed to do it? And no matter how we feel about it, it's being done. But anyway, we're going to pray for those who need prayer, those who are in need of healing, going through bereavement. Also pray for people who may have lost a job, may have lost a home or a car. We got people that are homeless. You know, and we want to lift up those people while we're doing this, okay, in prayer. And continue to lift me up in prayer that the Lord will continue to touch my body. And I pray the same for each and every one of you and your families. God's protection. So thank you for that. So we're going to move right along here. I do have a couple announcements for you. They're on my phone here, and I'm going to read them off one at a time. Okay. We have here tickets now available for the Building Bridges Gaps dinner featuring O.J. McDuffie. The cost is $25. The proceeds go towards creating a scholarship for Bob Nunnally, Harding High School, class of 1974. All are welcome. Shout out to Audrey Wright and Michael for sending your money in to attend this event. Contact Tara Dyer. Her number is 740-751-8050. Or email her at Teach Dyer, TEACHDYER, one word, 1957@gmail.com. Checks should be written out to Logos Christian Ministries. No ticket sales at the door. Now, O.J. McDuffie, you know, he played for Florida. What was the name of that team? Football. I can't think of it at the moment, but many of you probably already know of O.J. McDuffie. So he's going to be here live and putting on this Building Bridges Gaps dinner, being the main speaker. Okay, so that information again is Tara Dyer, 740-751-8050. Reach out to her or email her, one word, Teach Dyer, TEACHDYER, 1957@gmail.com. Checks should be written out to Logos Christian Ministries, and their address is 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. So that's going to be a great dinner. I got to hurry up and get my tickets as well. I just announced to you about the free produce that will be taking place April the 18th. Okay. No appointment, pre-registration, or paperwork required. Individuals will be asked to sign in upon arrival and provide name and number of people in their family. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer. Income eligibility guidelines do apply. All right, now this is Marion Matters. And the Peace and Freedom Committee will be celebrating Marion City's West Side for America 250th year celebration by gathering for a block party with local businesses, schools, nonprofits, and residents. Food will be served at noon, and the interactive history map will be available to mark the past home owners, businesses, and economy landmarks. Please join us at Martin Luther King Jr. Park at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, June the 13th, for food, music, inflatables, knowledge, and community. Again, block party, Saturday, June the 13th. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Jr. Park on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. Mark your calendars, everybody. Bobby Floyd Dinner and Residency Celebration, May 13th, 6 p.m. at Harding. Bobby Floyd Trio Dinner and Residency Celebration, 1500 Harding Highway East, Marion, Ohio. So mark your calendars for this date as well. Okay, I was hoping to get any more information about that, but it doesn't seem to be at this time. Okay, May the 13th, 6 p.m. What is that, 1500 Harding Highway, East Marion? Where is that? Is that at the school, Harding High School? It may be. Then we have another celebration, the Marion Women's Club and Home. All are welcome to join us in celebrating the many generations of women and girls in our family and circle of friends for brunch on May 9th, 10 a.m. See below for payment information with children's pricing, fashion show details, and donation requests benefiting the Period Project local to Marion. This event always sells out, so get your prepaid reservation in early. Click this link to purchase tickets as well. Okay, so Generations in Bloom, Brunch and Fashion Show. celebrating Mother's Day, Saturday, May the 9th at 10. Here's a number you can call for tickets, 740-387-1366. Again, 740-387-1366. Number you can call where you can purchase your tickets. This will be held at the Marion Women's Club and Home Auditorium, address 1126 East Center Street, Marion. $35 per adult, $20 per child, ages 10 and under. Prepaid registration, deadline May 1st. It says, service project, please bring a donation of feminine hygiene products for the period project. Full brunch and mimosas. Signature iced coffee. Fashioned by Paula's Posh Picks. And door prizes. Okay, not finished with announcements yet. Here's another one. This will be put on by the Women of King's Temple Apostolic Church, located on Senate Street. Our Vice President, Evangelist Emily Lyles, will be speaking this Saturday at King's Temple for their Women's Prayer Breakfast. If you are available to join them, please contact Pastor Martis Bracey as they are gathering the final head count. This will be a power pack service. Okay, King's Temple Apostolic Church, I said, was located on Senate Street, okay? It's a women's prayer breakfast. Men ought always pray, not faint. Luke 18, verse 1. Saturday, April the 18th at 10 a.m. Guest speaker, Evangelist Emily Lyles, Bethel Apostolic Church of Christ, Urban Crest, Ohio. So she will be speaking that day. Again, 285 Senate Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. The pastor there is Elder Tyrone A. Kaiser. He's a senior pastor. Boy, there's a whole lot going on, isn't it? Logos Christian Ministries. Men, this one's for you. Isn't that great? This is for men. Men's Conference, Friday, April the 24th, dinner at 6 p.m. Saturday, April 25th, breakfast at 8:30 a.m. Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Trustee Monty Wicks. He will be the speaker. Okay? All right. Wow, that was a lot of... And I'm not finished with announcements, okay? So, let us move along here. Let me find my paper. Oh, Ohio Historical. We have one more for them, too. Let me get on here. One more under them. So much going on. Well, that's a good thing, you know, keeping people busy and going in the right direction, making things happen for your community, for your families. We can continue to be involved and help to make this a better place, right? Okay. Here we go here. One more. Come on now. All right. This is part of our also is a part of our 250th year celebration for our country, United States, and it's titled Capture the Moment, Marion's History Shared by Those Who Are Living in It. This takes place May the 21st. Mark your calendars. It will be held at the Tri-Rivers Career Center Auditorium. The cost is $15 per person. The deadline for your ticket sales are May the 7th at 5:30 p.m. Viewing of presenters, memorabilia at 6 p.m. Buffet dinner with America's 250th dessert. 7 p.m., individuals entrenched in Marion's history share their stories. Marion Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a place where you can pick up tickets at 196 West Center Street. Then we have the, they will accept checks at that place. Marion County Historical Site is another place you can purchase your tickets. 169 East Church Street, Marion, Ohio. Now let's see who's going to be speaking. These are residents of Marion, Ohio. John Buck, Ryan McCall, Howie Smith, Sarah Russell, Lowell Thurston, W. Buchanan, Lord Troutman, and many, many more. So it should be a time of reminiscing and thinking, you know, even going over your own family history as far as Marion, Ohio is concerned, and the birthday of our country, okay? And don't forget the homeless shelter on West Fairground Street. Always looking for volunteers and always needing supplies. So before I get off the air, if I can find that paper, I will read off to you the other information for that, okay? I didn't realize I had so many announcements today. Well, that's not bad. Hey, that took up 15 minutes. All righty here. Looking at the almanac, which I love, it has so much to share with us for this week. The 12th was Orthodox Easter, which I'm not sure what that is, and I did not take time to look it up to explain that to you. The 13th was Holocaust Remembrance Day, and it began at sundown on the 13th, Thomas Jefferson's birthday as well. Now, the 15th is a quote, "If I had my life to live over, I'd pick more daisies." What about you? Daisies are beautiful flowers, right? Yes. And, you know, put a smile on your face because that yellow reminds you of the sunshine. And that remark was made by Don Harold, American humorist, 1889 to 1966. New moon starts Friday. Saturday, the Atlantic coast has been impacted by two hurricanes named Daisy. In 1958 and 1962. That probably doesn't happen too often. Two hurricanes by the same name. Hit on the Atlantic coast. That's only since they've been keeping records, though, possibly. All right. Now, let's see what else can we talk about here. We do know that April's gemstone for birthdays is the diamond, which we've talked a lot about that. Also, April is known for April Fool's Day, and hopefully all the pranks are over right now. Right. I used to try to think of something to prank people by or say that was funny, and then was able to say April Fool's Day, and I'm sure a lot of us did that when we were in school. I don't know how prevalent it is in the day right now, people, these young people going to school, but I know when I went to school, we looked forward to those holidays like Shamrock Day and April Fool's Day, just to have something to do, you know, and we did those things, and we enjoyed and enjoyed our childhood. And you know what? We found out that fourth grade, I think it was fourth grade. We was in Worcester celebrating my grandson's birthday. He turned 10. And he had invited his teacher there. And he was sharing with us that fifth grade now, they're going on to middle school. So fourth grade is the end of elementary in Worcester, some of those schools. And it's like, are we rushing children to grow up? Aren't they grown up fast enough by all the things that are before them? And maybe that's why they're moving them along. And it's like, what? I think he said seventh grade is the end of middle school. Then you're in high school. And I think we have that here, Marion. I think they start sixth grade here, middle school. But there is fifth grade. Which I was kind of surprised to hear that. I mean, goodness. Thought for today. Talking to the self. When you talk to yourself and your mind, which self do you address? And how do you address? Usually, people do not talk to their divinity, but to the most superficial aspects of their everyday personality, and often it's a stream of fears. You know, I talk to the Lord a lot. I talk to myself, but I'm also talking to Him. You know, it helps me. And it helps me to be open to whatever He wants to share with me by talking to Him or talking to myself. How do I approach this this circumstance or this event or this? How do I respond to this certain remark that someone made to me that I really didn't like? You know, how do I respond to that? I ask the Lord questions like that, you know, or give me what to say, you know, because I don't want to be rude. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, even though maybe my feelings had been hurt. I don't want to respond in that way. You know, I want to be a person of integrity. I want to show God's love, you know, and I want to love people. May not always love what they do or how they treat you, but we can move on past that. I don't like being stuck. I like to move on. Okay, now, it says, and often, let me see, and often, okay, but to the most superficial aspects of their everyday personality, and often it's a stream of fears, complaints, and mindless repetition of old things. If we talked that way to another human being, we would have to apologize. Learning to talk properly to the self is a spiritual endeavor and exercise. Thoughts from the past and worries about the future do not create good conversation. Right. But some things you should stop and think about and contemplate. Where are we going from? Maybe something just didn't settle right in your spirit, or, you know, how do you move on from that? Just, oh, okay, that's all right, that's over, let us move on. We should stop and think about some things that happen or come our way that are not nice, doesn't make you feel good, or, you know, maybe some you're even afraid to share because you're afraid of how other people will receive it. So we live in a day and time where a lot of people are just quiet. They're not saying anything. And is that good? Right? I don't know if that's good. To me, it's not good. Some things need to be voiced. Okay? So, learning to talk properly to the self is a spiritual endeavor. Thoughts from the past and worries about the future do not create good conversation. Well, worried about the future, we can have an impact on things that are to come. They haven't been settled. We don't know what's coming. But maybe how you receive something that has happened in the past can help create or form what's coming in the future. We can't be all right with everything that happened yesterday, especially if it was bad. If we don't do anything but talk to the Lord about it, we need to do that. And to help us navigate past that and to move on, putting our trust and dependence upon Him. And not on man and not on ourselves. So that's what I think about the past. That's how I think about the future. Because it's going to be what you make it. So in other words, the future is basically in your hands to a certain point. So be careful what you say is okay and what's not okay. Because it's going to shape and mold your future. Yesterday we'll do that. So it matters how you addressed it, how you felt about it. How can you move on? Not make the same mistake. Right? That's what I see. Okay. Instead, learn to talk to your mind as if it were a child. Talk to it with love. I do believe in telling your mind what to think. I've heard that from a pastor or two. control your mind with the thing, because if you don't help control your mind, then it'll go all off course. It'll go all off course. And then how do you bring it back? You don't want to go too far off. So we do need to learn to talk to our mind, but also talk to it with love, because it's your mind, you know. And sometimes we beat ourselves up too much, and I've heard people say, I'm no good, I can't do anything that's right, you know, and they're always down because they're always talking down to themselves. So we don't want to be at a point where we're talking down to ourselves to a point where we can't get up and move forward and do great and exciting things for our own self, our own life, or even for our children that we may have on the earth now, or maybe children that are coming and grandchildren. Do not put yourself down to a point where you can't get up. I do believe in targeting or talking to yourself about your mistakes. And in the meantime, look, relate to things that have happened. Also, like the book of Proverbs is like written by King Solomon, who was the wisest man that ever lived and richest man that ever lived. And there's some great insight in Proverbs. So if you don't know what to do, sometimes you can just go to the Word of God. Now, I was doing devotion this morning, and it came from Proverbs, and it talked about people who could keep a secret, you know. So that means you don't spill your guts to everybody. You may try it one time, and if you hear it again, then you know you can't trust that person to be telling them about secrets that you want them to hold on to. You know, and I would have to look up that scripture for you, because I can't remember it all, but it did talk about that. So remember to talk to not only pinpoint what was wrong, but how you can turn that around and speak to yourself in love. If you just force a child to sit down, he won't. So how do you deal with a child that is unruly and will not sit down? Now, that I had a little problem with. How do you get the point across to a child that this is what you want them to do? Not only want them to do, need to do. Sit down. No, jump up. Sit down. I need you to sit down. Not that I'm trying to break the child or hurt the child, or what I don't want is a child to just do what he wants to do. There has to be boundaries and guidelines. I do believe that. I don't believe that you should just say, okay, get up. I said sit down. Okay, you did get up and run around the room like nothing happened. No. So if I just force a child to sit down, he won't. Eventually, he will. If I am more persistent about him sitting down and he is about getting up, he will. And then it goes on to say, a good mother knows how to prompt her child into doing what she wants. Now, I'm not going to always bribe, and I didn't bribe my children. You did. I learned from my mother. Not that I'm going to give you anything. You're going to sit down because I said sit down. This is what I need you to do right now until I say, okay, you can get up now. Just like taking a nap. Can you put your child down for a nap and they take a nap? Well, I have a granddaughter that she takes more naps now than she did when she first came into the world. You know? But as a baby, she did not nap. I would babysit her. That girl would not take a nap. I would babysit her sometime late at night. She would not go to sleep. So, I don't know. And I'd be so tired trying to go to sleep. But she would not go to sleep. Okay? So I don't know about bribing the child or making it feel like he wants to do it or she wants to do what you're telling her to do. A lot of things you do for your child is to help protect your child. Is to help protect them. You know, I've seen so many children where parents have no control at all. Especially in public. So how do they treat them behind closed doors, right? Be a good mother to your mind. Teach it good, positive thoughts, so that when you tell it to sit quietly, it will. Yes, I will speak to not just my children and grandchildren, great-grandbabies in love, but also letting them know this is what I expect of them. Yeah, because, you know, you get older, you get slower. You can't run after those kids like you did when you were younger. I know I can't, you know. So I try to let them know, yeah, this is what Gigi needs you to do. Sit here, okay? Okay, Gigi. I like that. I like that. That way I don't have to worry about you running off hurting yourself. Or if I say stay on the porch, you run off the porch and fall down the steps or something. Then who's liable? I am. So we don't want that either, because then you got to go to their mom and or grandma's. Well, this is what happened. Then they're looking at you like, oh, I can't trust you, right? I don't want that either. So there's all, you know, when you give these thoughts for today, there's also a lot of things to consider with what they're trying to tell you to do. You know, you still want to be in control, and you want your loved one safe, you know, and you're only looking out for their safety and for their protection. Love your mind and stay happy. Wow. Love your mind and stay happy. Remember that song? I'm so happy. I don't know what the words was. But here we're going to talk about in the last 15 minutes. 3 reasons to admit your mistakes. Do you have a problem admitting your mistakes or when you're wrong? And in the eyes of other people, say you're face to face with somebody, you know you did something you shouldn't have done. Do you have trouble admitting that? Oh, I was wrong. You know, I shouldn't have said that. I should have said it this way and not that way. You know, I think it's liberating to be honest with yourself and other people. It's liberating. Okay, 3 reasons to admit your mistakes. Number one, it's the right thing to do. Bible scripture, Hebrews 13:8. The Bible says, we wish to conduct ourselves honestly in all things. Not some things, all things. So that is talking about your mistakes. That's dealing honestly. That's walking honestly. That's, you know, being in the face of others honestly, you know. Number 2, people are more likely to forgive those who admit their mistakes. Now, listen to that. Oh, I made a mistake. I was wrong. Forgive me. They are more likely to forgive you because you did admit your mistakes. You didn't just brush it off like, oh, well, whatever. Like it or not, this is what I did. Let's see what it says. The Bible says, the one covering over his transgressions will not succeed. But whoever confesses and abandons them will be shown mercy. So you and I are on the right track when we conduct ourselves honestly in all things. Most important, it pleases God. The Bible says, Jehovah detests a devious person, but his close friendship is with the upright. Proverbs 3:2. Okay. Jehovah God does not. He hates devious people. But his close friendship is with the upright. So you want to be upright with God by being an honest person. With yourself and everybody else. This says that Karina, who was 20 years old, tried to keep a speeding ticket a secret from her dad. But she couldn't keep it hidden forever. About a year later, Karina says, "My dad noticed a speeding ticket under my name. I got into so much trouble." Because she wasn't honest. She didn't tell him about the ticket. She was trying to hide it. "Lesson learned," Katrina says. Karina, "keeping mistakes a secret only makes things worse. You still pay for them later on." So you pay now, you pay later. They say the longer you keep it a secret, the harder or the more it hurts later when you have to face the reality of it. How to learn from your mistakes. The Bible says we all make mistakes many times. And we do because we're not perfect. This comes from James 3 and 2, the book of James. And as we have seen, it is a sign of humility and maturity to admit your mistakes and to do so right away. The next step is to learn from your mistakes. A girl named Vera says, "I try to view each mistake as a learning experience and let it be a lesson that will help me to be a better person and handle the situation differently the next time." Let's see how you can do that. You borrow your father's bike and damage it. What would you do next? Would you say nothing and hope your dad didn't notice? Would you tell your dad exactly what happened? Or tell your dad what happened but blame someone else? Which one? Well, we'll A, B, and C. We'll try B. Tell your dad exactly what happened. That way you don't have to go back. Well, they say if you tell one lie, then you have to go back and tell another lie to cover up the first lie you told because you don't remember exactly how you told that lie, right? So you don't want a string of lies trying to cover up the first lie. So let us tell exactly what happened. Number two, you fail a test because you did not study for it. What would you do next? A, B, and C. A, blame the test. B, accept responsibility for your failing grade. C, claim that the teacher has something against you. We're going to choose B again. Accept responsibility for your failing grade. I was not focused. I did not spend enough time studying. Right? And I should have, and I knew I needed to study, and I got distracted, and I never got back to that. Because, you know, in a way, I thought, well, I remember all that stuff. We went over that stuff before, but, you know, when you're taking a test, it's kind of hard to remember everything that was said before, even when you're doing, like, refreshing your memory and stuff like that in class, you know, writing it all down, right? And it's hard to remember all that stuff, but we think we can. We think we're that good, right? Now, look back at the preceding scenarios and try to imagine that you are, number one, your dad, number two, your teacher. What would your dad and your teacher think of you if you readily admitted your mistakes? What would they think of you if you covered up your mistakes? Now, think about a mistake that you made during the past year and answer the following questions. What was the mistake? How did you handle that mistake? ABC. I covered it up. B, I blamed someone else for it. C, I readily admitted it. Let's hope you chose C. By readily admitting it, at least it's over. It's behind you now. You can move forward, right? Second one. If you didn't admit your mistake, how did you feel afterward? A and B, great, I got away with it. B, guilty, I should have told the truth. And let's pray that you chose number two, guilty, I should have told the truth. Because getting away with it is not the right way to go. Because if you get away with that, you think you can get away with the next bad thing, bad choice. Okay? How could you have handled the situation better? The best way was to be up front and admit it. What did you learn from your mistakes? That it's better to get it behind you than to keep it before you, looking at it all the time. Let's put it behind us. Dwelling on past mistakes is like staring in the rearview mirror while driving a car. And we want to move forward. We don't want to get stuck. Let's move forward in our lives. Get these things out in front of us and not behind us. Always at the forefront of your mind. Because that's what happens when you lie. Like, I told that lie. Why did I do that? Okay. Wow. How can I fix my mistakes? Why it matters. Admitting your mistakes will make you a more reasonable and trustworthy person. Now that's something to think about, right? A more responsible and trustworthy person admitting your mistakes. So there is something to gain. Imagine this scenario. While playing with his friends, Tim throws a ball that crashes through a neighbor's window. If you were Tim, what would you do? Stop and think. You have three options. A, run. B, blame someone else. C, tell the neighbor what happened and offer to pay for the damages. Now, you could be tempted to select option A, but there are always good reasons for you to admit your mistakes, whether they involve a broken window or anything else. So the best option is C, tell the neighbor what happened and offer to pay for the damages, even if you have to work for them as payment. It's so important to be honest, a person of integrity, a person with good character, goes a long way. And learn that as soon as you can, young people. Learn that. What matters the most is your future. How you look at it, how you present your future, how you set yourself up for your future, because that's what we do. We set our own selves up for our future by either being a liar or a truth teller. Because, you know, people that lie, they've been doing it all their life. They didn't just start lying or telling mistruths. They've been doing it for a long time. Long time. Okay? And the Bible says, a liar will not tarry in God's sight. Now, that should be frightening if nothing else is frightening. Even God, he says, every liar will have their part in the lake of fire. Whoa. You don't want to be a liar. And if that's what you've been doing, stop. Stop. Stop now by telling the truth. Stop now and begin to be that person of great character and integrity and honesty. And not only that, if you're a liar, you don't love yourself and you don't love other people. You love tricking people. You like creating this atmosphere of someone you're not. Be who you are. And if you're honest about who you are, just think. You may turn all that around and be this great person that everyone loves and likes to be around. Because no one likes to be around a liar. You don't want to be around a liar, nor do you want to be a liar, right? Right. Well, this is the end of my show. Thank you for listening to A Voice of the People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. I thank Mary Ellen Withrow, the 40th Treasurer of the United States, who served under President Bill Clinton. Our time was cut short, but I tried to give you an informative short program as I could. And don't forget, she's going to be on Channel 4 News Sunday at 10 a.m. Channel 4 News Sunday, 10 a.m. with Colleen Marshall, an interview with Mary Ellen Withrow. So don't forget that. And hopefully you were able to mark down some of those events that are going on in our community, celebrating the 250th year anniversary for United States of America. Keep those things in mind. I only come on once a week. That's Thursday. I have two shows. So I won't be back on till next Thursday. But try to keep those things in mind. These events that are going on in our community, trying to help make our community better, and being that person of integrity and honesty goes a very long way. Till next time, be blessed. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe out there. Love ya. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.